Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood? I'm your host, James Lopez, and welcome back to another episode of the Fatherhood is Lit podcast. Episode 97, to be exact. Last week, I had a dope chat with my homie Mike Dorsey of Black Fathers Now. And you know what? I think I'm going to turn this into a bi-weekly thing. I loved it, and it's a conversation that we always have together, but we usually hide from everybody. And it's full of value. So hopefully, you know, it'll bring some value to you guys. Heck, we might even bring some of you on our chat so we can really get busy and add some value. So if you want in and have something dope or something we really need to talk about, hit us up. Hit me up, james@coolfordads.com or at Fatherhood is Lit. Or hit up Mike Dorsey at Black Fathers Now. Last week, we talked about how we do it for the kids. But to do it for them, we also have to help ourselves. And dove into some of the things on our mind that week. This week is a solo episode, and it continues with the theme of doing it for both our kids and ourselves. Only this time, we're talking about traditions. Why they are important for all of us, and how doing it your way when it comes to traditions matters. So let's dive in. When you think about traditions, what pops up? A few weeks ago, my family and I celebrated Lunar New Year. For the people that don't know, that's the New Year's for Chinese people. A couple of days before the New Year, a few of us met up in Long Island to have the final dinner of the year together, something that we always do. With COVID and all, we couldn't do our traditional 50-plus person dinner. Instead, it was about 15 of us, real tiny. It was small, but it made me start thinking about traditions and how important they are for all of our families. Not only does it give our kids something to look forward to every year, but it also helps with the family bond. With the internet being the way it is, we lose our kids to the digital world without even thinking about it. Family and friends think they know you simply by looking at your posts, forgetting that most of us only post the good things in our lives. We don't go out there every day and post about our hardships or the help we might need. It's easy to fool friends and family online. Offline, not so much. By having traditions, you are forced to have time together with the people you love the most. And for me, coming where I come from, I want my kids to form a bond stronger than I had with my siblings or even family members. The kids love our final and first dinners of the new and old year. They love to eat and they get to play with their cousins. But the real win there, in my eyes, is knowing that they know they have family all over the place that loves them. They just need to get to know them. They get to see family instead of always hearing about them. That's huge for me because I have a huge family that I don't even know. We never sat down to break bread, so I know of them. I love them, but hardly know them, if that makes sense. Family traditions will have helped that. I'm pretty sure about it. How do I know that? We are proving it every day with new traditions in our own family. For the past 5 years, we have been taking trips to upstate New York to visit my oldest niece and her family. My niece is more like my sister. She lived in my household as a youth and we raised her. But as she grew up, our bond took a hit. We barely saw each other or even talked as often as we would like. Right before Snack Man was born, like a few weeks before he was born, we decided to do something about it and took the 4-hour drive up to visit them. My kids know the Chinese side of the family. I wanted them to build a bond with the Puerto Rican side of the family, even though we were much smaller and decentralized than the Chinese side. It was important to me, so off we went. What was a quick trip turned into a new family tradition. Now we drive up there at least once a year, or they also drive down once a year. Sometimes we see each other 2 to 4 times a year. We went from 0 to 2 to 4 times. It's kind of crazy. My kids didn't know their cousins from my side of the family. Now when they are together, there's no separating them. That's the byproduct of having a tradition. Now every winter, my kids ask if we're going up to Syracuse to see our family. They talk about all the cool shit they get to do, like snowboarding or even snow tubing. Sometimes they even ask, what are we trying to do when we get up there? They love trying things that their cousins do and love putting them on to the things we love to do. Once again, it gives them something to look forward to. But the best part is that we aren't doing it alone. They are doing it with family that loves them. We are teaching them how important it is to not only know your family, but to actually be part of their lives. Internet won't do that. So what do you do if you don't like your family or simply have no one to do traditional shit with? Well, I've been in your shoes. You make it a habit of doing it with your own circle. That's what you do. Just think about it. I'm 100% Puerto Rican. Even though my wife is half Puerto Rican, I grew up with the traditions of our culture, not her. So it was really up to me to put them on, and I'm proud to say I try. I don't always get it right, but I try. I learned that from my father, who was always a loner. I honestly didn't care about traditions growing up, and chances are you didn't either. As kids, we barely know what's going on anyway. We just go with the flow and complain when we aren't feeling something. Growing up, we never labeled a tradition. We just did it. And in my family, we didn't have many. We had the traditional stuff like Christmas, but Thanksgiving? Well, that was nothing special. Instead, looking back, I would look forward to the Easter holiday as a tradition. We didn't do the cute stuff like going out looking for Easter eggs, even though I love doing that with my kids now. We didn't buy those nasty Peeps marshmallow bunnies. Thank you, Dad, for never ever forcing me to eat those things. I don't force my kids to eat them either, even though I think Snack Man probably loves them. Instead, I look forward to Easter because the carnival would always come down to the South Bronx, and Pops would buy me new clothes for Easter Sunday. That right there always brought a smile to my face. Shopping for new clothes was something many of us cherished in the hood, especially coming from poverty. It was my chance to pick whatever newest sneaker dropped, no matter the price, but it came with one caveat. That caveat was that my dad and I had to match for Easter. That was part of the tradition that I didn't like, but that was his win. I used to hate dressing like my pops, even though everyone else loved it. I was a kid. All I wanted to do was get on the rides and tell my friends to check out my new kicks that they would eventually borrow. To him, that part of the tradition was just as important as being there with me. My pops taught me that traditions are more than just the act of doing something. It's more about who you do it with. What if you don't have a huge family to do traditional shit with? Well, your little family is perfect enough. Find things that you like to do. Figure out how to make it enjoyable for your kids and do it religiously. Turn it into a tradition. Just don't show your kids that they have something to look forward to every year. Show them that it's just as important to you as you hope it is for them. The crazy part about recording an episode like this is that it really makes you think. It gets you to wonder about life and reminisce. In my family, we didn't really celebrate the more famous traditions like Christmas or even birthdays. But that doesn't mean we didn't have any traditions. They just look different. Recording an episode like this really puts things into perspective. We didn't have those things, but there were little things that we always did together that became traditions and came with more than one lesson. For example, my father and I used to get fly for church on Sundays. I used to hate it because after church, all I wanted to do was play basketball with my friends, but my father wouldn't let me. Instead, he would remind me about the clean clothes I was wearing or the expensive kicks on my feet. He was very materialistic at times, but he meant well. With that Sunday tradition came the lesson of taking care of your stuff, looking good, and also feeling good. That might not have been his main goal. Maybe his goal was to show off his son that he loved more than life itself. But what I got was a reminder of things like that. Those lessons weren't for the whole world to know or feel. That Sunday tradition wasn't for everybody to partake in. That tradition was for my father and myself. That right there was the real child support people talk about. It wasn't tied to financial gain. It was a dad showering his kid with love his way. Traditions, no matter how small or how big or how crazy they were, gave me something to look forward to with the people I love the most. That's the definition I'm rolling with. And in true fatherhood fashion, I want to remind you that traditions are what you make of them. It's how you and your family does it that matters, not how others do it or perceive it. So if your family tradition is to wake your immediate little family up every Saturday to some Kodak Black to clean the house, do it and enjoy it. Your kids might change that tradition up when they get older, and that's perfectly fine. It's not what you do, it's who you do it with on a consistent basis. Go make your presence felt, fellas. That's a tradition we all can vibe with, and it all matters, just like we do. Fatherhood is lit.